you know where your energy costs are going? Covering everything from the crawl space to the attic. The College of Energy Knowledge with Christy Hart has all your energy-saving solutions. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-017 for your free in-home energy audit today. And now, here's your host, Christy Hart.
Good morning, North Carolinians. It is a beautiful Saturday morning, and we are blessed once again to come to the College of Energy Knowledge. Unfortunately, our fearless leader, Chris DeHart, is out in the field. He is not able to join us today, but that just means that the boss is out working and keeping the business alive as he does every single week. We appreciate everything that he does at All About Energy Solutions, and we appreciate his standing commitment to serve the community and be right there on the spot. So, Carolinians, you are now faced with having to hear my voice once again. However, I have brought into the studio one of our newest customers and a part of the All About Energy Solutions family, which I'll introduce here shortly. But I kind of wanted to just give a quick recap of the week. Once again, it was another successful growth to the All About Energy Solutions family. We had five or six new customers come on board. We gave several energy audits for the Brunswick community area as well as the Wilmington community area. And it's just been extraordinarily hot, just hot. And I want to give the listening audience an opportunity to know, being a part of the College of Energy Knowledge, what things you really need to be looking for right now as you are dealing with the influx of the heat of the, you know, south, you know, and southern Carolinian area. Realistically, everyone, we want to keep that thermostat at 78 degrees. That is the sweet spot. Anytime that you're at anything under 78 degrees, you're dramatically increasing what your energy bill is going to hit. And at the end of the day, the goal here is to save homeowners money. And so if we can keep that thermostat at 78 or less, we're going to be keeping ourselves away from those high exorbitant energy bills. With the energy jumping on us right now, with it getting a little hot a little sooner than normal, those bills are going to start going up and up and up. So let's start protecting ourselves as much as possible. Once again, All About Energy Solutions, if you have not had an in-home energy audit, I urge you to get an in-home energy audit so that we can inspect everything from your crawl space to your attic and give recommendations at where you can save money on that bill. And with that being said, I would like to introduce the newest member of the All About Energy Solutions family, Mr. Les Kern from Wilmington, North Carolina. We thought we'd have him come in as a new customer and part of the family to kind of explain how he went through the All About Energy Solutions energy audit and where that led him to actually being at this table today, as well as his background in financial advisement. I mean, what an incredible person that we thought we could bring to the Carolinians is somebody that deals with financial advisement, understands return on investment, and also educates people on where to appropriately put their money so they can protect themselves in the future. So, Carolinians, I would love to introduce to you Mr. Les Kern from Wilmington, North Carolina. How are you doing today, Les?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to be here.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you becoming the, you know, newest member of the All About Energy Solutions family. And if you could kind of explain, first and foremost, how did you even become aware of us? I think that was something that you met one of our energy consultants. Is that correct?
I met Matt and at the North Brunswick Chamber meeting on a Wednesday morning.
Okay.
And we were looking for something, either a bigger compressor for air conditioning unit or something, because the place was taking forever to cool down.
Okay. So, well, you know, that's funny you say that, Les, because it's amazing how many times I go into a home to do an energy audit and people are like, well, you know, I really don't know if I really want to do anything. We just wanted to get some ideas of what we needed to do because we know we need to get a bigger energy unit. You know we need to get, it's old, it's about 10 years old, and it's time for us just to upgrade and get a bigger unit. I don't think the unit was big enough when we got the house. And that's not necessarily the case, and especially in your case, I don't think.
No, you know, before, you'd have to have it on 24/7 to keep the place cool, and we turned it off because over the weekend we had it done. You guys come in and do your job on Friday, and we didn't really turn the air on Saturday or Sunday. It wasn't overly hot, but Monday I was starting to stick to the chair, so I literally shut all the windows and turned it on. And usually when it's 90 in the condo, by the time it takes 6, maybe 7 hours to even cool the place down to 83 degrees. Mm-hmm. Well, it did it in less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
And I heard this rattling after about 40 minutes, and I wondered, what is it? Well, I had one of the windows open, and it still dropped 83 degrees. In fact, it got so cold, I had to turn the air up. You know,
wow.
It was amazing.
Let me tell the Carolinian audience what it is that we did at Mr. Kern's home. Now, first and foremost, we came in. We did an energy consultant. And the funny thing about it is, and let's take a step back, Les, because I know that one of the biggest concerns that you had was not only your unit being a little bit older and feeling like you needed to replace that unit that now only took 30 minutes to cool down the property, but you also were a big fan of spray foam. And
right.
Wanting to put that in as well, which everybody knows at All About Energy Solutions, it's definitely something that we can do when it's the appropriate application. However, we're not the hugest fans of it because for the price of doing a spray foam job, about a third of the cost, we can do a radiant barrier, sealed attic penetrations, blow in additional insulation and bring it up to code, and oftentimes get much better of a result, as we see here with Mr. Kern. But it was kind of funny about how you and we talked about it because you're an A-type personality. You're a guy that's a straight shooter. I mean, for those of you that don't know Mr. Kern, I mean, if you ever need advice on financial planning and where to put your money, I'm going to tell you there's no straighter shooter than this guy right here. And I urge you to call him and we'll give him an opportunity to give his contact information. But boy, did he hold me to the fire. I mean, I thought this guy was going to throw me out of his house 5 minutes after I met him. But that's because he was a concerned consumer, and he had read information, and he wanted to make sure that he was making the right choice for his family and his house. But it's kind of funny how the difference was, Mr. Kern, you know, versus, you know, us maybe doing a spray foam versus the radiant barrier.
Yeah, I was amazed at just the barrier, the radiant barrier, had to have done an awesome job, even though you've added more insulation into the attic, it just changed the whole, how much it takes to cool the place.
Absolutely. It took out the radiant heat. I mean, you don't have that radiant heat there. And for those of you that are consumers, there's 42% of your energy loss happens specifically right through your attic, okay? And that's the heat source that comes in. And what we can do is we can talk about the different ways to protect your home and utilize the radiant barrier when we come back from our break. So this is 106.7. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
To their mother, everything to everyone, up and at 'em bright and early.
Well, good morning, Carolinians. We are back on the 106.7 with the College of Energy Knowledge with our special guest, Les Kern, financial advisor here in the Wilmington, North Carolina area, and a customer with All About Energy Solutions. And before the break, we were talking about radiant heat and how Les had his installation. Now, I'm going to break down once again what it is that we did at Mr. Kern's house. After coming in and being asked to talk about, one, his older unit that had not been performing or at least he thought wasn't performing to expectation, as well as being a newfound fan based on information that he'd read on spray foam, we had done what we do with every customer. We did a full, complete energy audit. We started at zero and went to the graduation of the College of Energy Knowledge. And the way that that process happens, listeners, is first we kind of just break down, you know, how energy is lost in a home. Now, 42% of your energy is lost going straight and directly through your roof. Now, Mr. Kern here, he lives on a top unit condominium, and so obviously he's taking not only the heat that comes from the radiation of the sun, but also you're taking it from the people below you as well, right? Because heat rises, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So now that we have those two factors, then 12% of your energy is lost, you know, through your windows, 24% is lost through your walls, and then another 12% is lost through drafts around your fireplace, doors, and cracks around the windows, and then 10% is lost through your floor. So you're kind of double hit there in that scenario, because you're losing energy under your floor because you're on a top unit. You're losing energy, obviously, in the walls and the windows and the cracks and the ceilings, but then you're also taking on the radiant heat transfer that was coming in. Now, before the break, we were talking about the radiant transfer of heat. We went out on your back patio, and do you remember what happened when we rolled out a piece of radiant barrier to you and I asked you to stand on it?
It was blinding, and you could feel the heat just standing on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
From the sun hitting it.
Yeah, it's amazing how much radiant heat. And that's the transfer, and that's actually what's happening in your home underneath those shingles. Now, when we apply that to the rafters and leaving a, you know, 4 to 6 inch gap in between the decking and the actual surface where the radiant barrier is applied, that gives a channel of energy transfer to take that heat right up and out. So now explain to me again what happened, you know, after you had your install. You turned on your air, you had the one window open, and it took, you said, about a half an hour for the
About 30 minutes for it to cool from 90 degrees down to 83 degrees.
Wow.
Which before it would have taken 6 hours or more.
Yeah, and that's your energy just continuously
grinding. The unit would never shut off. It would just go continuously until it finally got down to that. And I couldn't ever get it down unless I ran it 24/7 under 83 degrees.
Because you're in a top unit, yeah, and that heat's just there.
And so it was amazing to get there in just less than 30 minutes and then be able to get it so cold that I had to actually turn it up.
Wow. Wow. Now, you know, and that is impressive. And that's something that we tend to see with all of our customers. I mean, they say, wow, you know, Tyrone, you didn't, you know, tell me that I needed to turn my air conditioning up. I'm so used to turning it down, but I have to turn it up because otherwise it's just going to get too cold in here.
Yeah, it was way too cold.
Yeah, and that's so funny. I have that same experience in my house, and the listeners know that Mr. DeHart, when I first came on, first step of me being there was I was a customer, okay? So as a customer myself, I also had this experience where, you know, my home was just so extraordinarily cold once the radiant barrier was put in. And now I can't wait for you to actually experience the winter time, because now you're going to get the opposite effect. That heat's going to stay in.
I can't wait to get the first bill and see the difference and compare it from last year to this year in that kind of significant change.
Absolutely.
I mean, if that's just in one day, what'll happen over a 30-day period?
Exactly.
It's got to be substantial.
Absolutely.
And I believe it will be, because of the simple fact is the unit's working a lot less to put out the same amount of energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in radiant transfer of heat, if you can keep – it's amazing that, you know, when we talk about changing over units and if you need to change over a unit, we love to utilize Justin Anderson at Anderson Air. He's a great partner of ours, and he can come in and he can do a full complete audit of your system and let you know whether it is blowing, you know, to the adequate standards of that unit or not. However, what we see most times is that in the summertime, especially, you know, in
this part of the U.S. is that units have to overwork themselves. It's just like being in a car. You get into it, you have that radiant heat in there, you have to flush out all that heat, and so you open your doors, you let out all that heat, and then you turn your air conditioning unit on. Well, your home activates the same exact way, you know, except for your attic doesn't have any doors to open, you know, so it just stays there.
Yeah, it's just sitting there, and it's radiating it through the insulation into the unit, and so
absolutely. Now here's another thing that we need to talk about, the reason why you're getting the performance that you're getting. When you, a part of us being a pre-qualified contractor with Duke Progress Energy is we've made a commitment to our customers. Now, whether our customer is a Duke Progress Energy customer, a Brunswick County Electric customer, or any other customer of an electric company throughout the Carolinas, we provide the same standard of service, and that is to seal all attic penetrations, because we realize that if we blow in your insulation, like in your case, it wasn't up to code, so we brought it up to code because that insulation over time will actually reduce its R value, whether that's from the heat and condensation, the moisture that happens up in an attic, and just time with the shifting of a home, the R value will settle. So what we did is we adopted the philosophy and the policy and the procedure of Duke Progress Energy to seal all attic penetrations. So we went around the home. We used high-intensity spray foam, which is something that you had actually started the process as an educated consumer. Now, yeah. Isn't that what you started?
I plugged all of the little wire holes, and I tried to make sure that there was no gaps in the wall plugs, so that they had little foam back so that air wasn't coming down the rafters and stuff like that. I just tried to do the best I possibly could with what I had.
And there's a lot of homeowners, Les, that go out there and try to do the best that they possibly could with what they have. However, I'm sure now you can see the benefit of having an expert come in. And the funny thing is you were just like everybody else. You know, when we went over final pricing to seal those penetrations one at a time, to blow in your insulation up to code, and to be able to put in a radiant barrier. The amazing thing is me and Matt both were ready to duck when we gave you the price. And the funny thing about it is being a financial advisor yourself, I think you saw the value of it. And it wasn't, you know, an uncomfortable feeling whatsoever. You tell me, did you feel like it was a good value for what you got?
I knew it was time to do something, you know, right. Good, bad, or indifferent. So I said, how fast can you get here, and how soon can you do it?
That's right.
When can you start is the exact words. Because we needed to start someplace, and more insulation and the radiant barrier I thought would be a good start. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it would impact the air conditioning units so much.
Well, it does, and I'll tell you one thing. We have much more to learn. Let's stay tuned to 106.7 and continue to educate ourselves with the College of Energy and Knowledge, and we will be right back.
Tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer.
You're back with the College of Energy Knowledge with your host, Chris DeHart, bringing you common sense energy solutions for your home or business. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-0170 for your free in-home energy audit. Once again, here's your host, Chris DeHart.
Well, good morning, and we are back to become graduates of the College of Energy Knowledge. Unfortunately, Mr. DeHart is away for you listeners that woke up early this Saturday morning to hear Mr. DeHart. He is out serving our customers, as he does quite often, and you are stuck with Mr. Tyrone Fagan here in the studio with Mr. Les Kern, financial advisor here in Wilmington, North Carolina, that is the newest, proudest member of the All About Energy Solutions family. Now, before the break, we were talking about radiant energy, the sealed penetrations that we did in Mr. Kern's home. But I want to kind of also step back and talk about, because he made some really good points during the break when we were talking about how much less his old unit is now working itself, and that he had some noticeable differences and changes with that unit being set now at 83 degrees where he has a certain level of, you said 83, right, Les?
Yeah.
83 degrees and he's comfortable. Now, my house, I started after I had my sealed penetrations, blown in insulation and radiant barrier. I started at about 77 degrees because my wife is one of those people that, you know, she's always warm. She wants it a little bit cooler. And when I started out at that, all of a sudden she was literally freezing. So now I'm up at 79 and you're at 83 and you're on a top unit of a condo and you're saying that's extraordinarily comfortable for you.
But the significant difference really is the unit, the air conditioning unit's only working 30 minutes out of an hour instead of maybe the whole hour to get to that 83 degrees.
Well, you know, and that's so funny because
that's huge.
Well, the other thing is too, and you've also changed over several of your light bulbs in the house too.
Oh,
correct?
We went to LEDs on everything.
Now, and that's one of the other things that we specialize at All About Energy Solutions is LEDs, which is a light emitting diode. Now, I want to kind of talk to you about, you know, the financial side of things since we have a financial advisor, you know, here in studio. But when you combined all of these different features that All About Energy Solutions makes recommendations in your home, now, several of these things we don't even ask money for. I mean, we told Mr. Kern when he came in, hey, I mean, you can either spend money with us, we can blow in some insulation, put in a radiant barrier, but about 80 to 85% of the things that we suggest, you can absolutely do yourself. And he had already started the switchover of light-emitting diodes, which is LED lighting. But here's the significant feature that most people don't realize. There's three different types of light bulbs. You first have your incandescent bulb. Basically what that is the natural light, a light bulb. Here we go. We can turn on a light and it turns on. The thing about that incandescent light is it gets up to roughly 130 to 150 degrees per light bulb. Some of them get up to, I know when we did Town Creek Baptist, they were getting up to 240 degrees per 75-watt light bulb. Now, you have the CFL, which is a compact fluorescent light bulb. Still has mercury. Those are the little curly cues that everybody looks at. And, you know, while they're much more energy efficient and they have a much better a form of affordability, you know, good, better, and best brings you to the light-emitting diode, the LED. Now, here is where you're also getting a good value or bang for your buck, Mr. Kern, is that you have a light-emitting diode that gives off pretty much zero heat. Okay, now your heating and cooling unit is established by a thermostat that picks up the heat signatures in your home. So if your thermostat is set and you've got 150 degrees to 200 degrees per light bulb that's hitting, you know, and I know when I was sitting at the table, you had, it's almost like a chandelier with multiple lights in it, correct?
Yeah, there's three light bulbs on the chandelier over the dining room, you know, a fan to push the air around and the one in the living room is even bigger, has five.
Exactly.
But the one in the office is three, and you don't realize how much heat they're giving off until you're replacing them.
Exactly. And especially try to go take one of those bad boys out after it's been on for a while.
Exactly.
You'll be in New Hanover Medical. Exactly. So now imagine this, listeners. If you've got a 65-watt equivalent bulb, that's an incandescent, just a regular old light bulb. You've got three of them in there. You've got 180 watts of wattage going through that. But more importantly, you've got about 300 or 400 degrees of heat. And then you turn a fan on. That fan does what?
Just
less
blowing hot air.
Pushing
hot air.
Air around.
And the air conditioning unit's trying to make up for it.
Exactly. And so now that you're doing that and you're pushing that heat around, it does, pick it up, kicks on that unit. So now you've eliminated the air passages and the air leaks in your home. You've also eliminated the fact that your home wasn't up to code in its insulation. And then you've also reflected the radiant heat away. That's the reason why 30 minutes out of the hour now that unit is working. So guess what? You don't have to buy a new unit anytime soon. That's a beautiful thing, wouldn't you agree?
Probably not.
Exactly.
And that's decent because that's at least $3,000 or $4,000 I'm not going to have to be spending.
Maybe you can do this for me. Now, we constantly educate our consumers on return on investment. And how would you define return on investment, whether that's in the energy field, you know, and I mean, using your own personal house, for example, how do you explain, you know, to consumers that may be looking at making a purchase or what have you, and they come to you and they say, hey, Les, you know, where should I spend my money? What does return on investment mean to you?
It means that the money you get, you can get back faster. And getting your money back faster from the money you spent or bigger value for your money, then that's called IRR, internal rate of return. And that's just trying to get your money back that you spend.
Okay.
And so that should, I believe in less than a year, I'll have all the money that I spent on your company back.
Yeah,
in fact, less than a year.
So here's the deal. I mean, so then at that case, it's not necessarily making a purchase. It's making an investment.
Right. You have to improve your property. And the best way to do it for resale value down the road, if you're going to sell it, or you just save yourself some money. Because most consumers who want to buy a new house or a unit, they want to look at the utility bills. They want to know how much you're spending.
I never thought of that.
And one of the things they'll do is show me the last 12 months. You know, what kind of, in addition to the mortgage payment I'm going to make, what kind of utility bills am I going to be paying on this place?
That's so funny you say that. So let's
In addition to the taxes, but most people just look at taxes and the mortgage payment.
Right.
And then they get shocked at, oh my God, the OMG moment.
Yep.
That their utility bills is through the roof.
That's amazing that you say that, because now let's go back to the table when we met. We actually did a calculation of what we thought was your average energy bill, and we're sitting there halfway through, and we're like, oh, wow, man, you're paying X amount of dollars, and then what happened? It was actually more, wasn't it?
I went online and pulled down the last 12 months, and it was 40% higher than I thought.
Yeah, and that's so funny, because now you're a financial advisor, and you didn't realize that you were paying more money.
I was just paying the bill and figuring out we were doing the best we possibly could, mm-hmm. you know, and didn't think nothing of it.
Yeah, who questions their bill? I mean, it comes
It's one of those things you got to pay, and okay, it's this time of the month, and I get an email, and I just go online and pay it.
You know? That's so funny, listeners. Now, if a financial advisor can admit to that, I wonder how many people out there haven't even looked at their energy bill. I mean, it's time to learn. It's time to graduate. This is the 106.7. We'll be right back with the College of Energy Knowledge. Carolinians, it is the last opportunity to become a graduate of the College of Energy Knowledge. You are here with Tyrone Fagan sitting in for the fearless Mr. Christopher D. Hart, along with Les Kern, the newest member of the All About Energy Solutions family. And boy, did he hit it on the head when we left our last segment. Now, this is a financial advisor that, you know, when we came into his home and we did an energy audit, inspecting everything from his crawl space to his attic, going from the bottom to the top and the top to the bottom, he himself, admittedly, which I appreciate your honesty, that, you know, his bills were actually 40% higher than what he actually even thought. And it's so funny, listeners, how many times that we come in and do an energy audit and people say, well, my bills really aren't all that much. You know, I only pay around $100 a month. You know, and $140 a month is a heck of a lot more than $100 a month. You know, it's, you know, $440 more a year than, you know, just a little $40 a month. So I want to jump right back into that, Les, and I want to kind of talk to the owners of their homes out there, because it's a very concerning point, because there's two reasons why people become All About Energy Solutions family members. One is because they want to reduce their monthly bills, or they want to reduce their energy bill. The other part is it becomes a level of comfort issue. Now, in your case, I think you became a customer for both reasons.
I mean, first of all, I wanted to see if I can get the bill down. Mm-hmm. I mean, under $100 if it's possible.
Absolutely.
Given the size of the unit we have, and I couldn't see any reason why not. But also, having to run the unit 24/7 just to get it to a level of comfort was like, oh, something wrong here.
Absolutely.
And I think the contractor just put the required minimum insulation in the place.
Now, you said
And that disturbing, but it is what it is when we bought the unit, you know?
Well, and that's to all of, you know, it's amazing. Brunswick Forest, Magnolia Greens, the Waterford, St. James Plantation. We deal with so many customers that are new construction, believe it or not. New construction. Landfall area. It's amazing how many new constructions we do. And people call us 6 to 8 weeks after they've moved in. They've done their final walkthrough. The level of comfort isn't exactly where they want it to be. They got some little mailer in the mail from their real estate agent or somebody saying, hey, you should get an energy audit by All About Energy Solutions. They give us a call for a free, no obligation energy audit, only to come find out that my house isn't is appropriately insulated as what I thought when I spent all this money. And the thing about it is, Les, our customers, living in this coastal environment, we see a lot of people that are coming here to retire. And my biggest concern, and one of the reasons why I believe that this is my personal ministry, and I go so hard out to educate people, is because I understand that while people's bills may continue to rise, people's effective total monthly income tends to stay the same when they become retired.
Well, that's the biggest problem. Their income is locked at a certain level, then it's not going to increase. And unless they've done something to offset inflation down the road, right, they don't have any bumps up in their income.
Right.
And rising costs, whether it be through their Social Security, that's mm-hmm. Medicare is taking off whatever gains they got, or they just can't get any more money out of their current investments because right. they're without taking extreme risk of losing their money, they're locked right in. And as a result, saving money month to month allows them to live.
And
living in retirement's what it's about.
You're hitting the nail on the head. And you know, the funny thing is, Mr. DeHart tells me this all the time. He says, Tyrone, you know, if somebody gives me, you know, $1,800, $3,000, $5,000, depending on the size of the job, and they look at a five-year investment, I will give them a better return on investment for that money than any bank in America. And I truly believe that because, you know, while we talk about the cost of energy that you're going to save immediately right now with your unit only running half the amount of time, imagine this. We haven't even taken into consideration that the cost of energy is going to continue to rise year after year.
Absolutely. And so it would be hard to beat the return you get on saving your energy bills.
Absolutely. And let's look at this. I mean, let's give the listeners an opportunity. I want to go through the exact same thing that I did with you sitting at your kitchen table before you became a customer of All About Energy Solutions. Listeners, if you have a pen and pencil or a pencil and piece of paper, I want you to write this down because this is how you find out whether you're spending too much or you're in an adequate range based on what your energy company says you should be paying per square foot. Now, in the case of an energy bill, now, unless you're in a condominium unit, top floor, and your goal was to reduce your bill under $100 a month, and we found out that you were spending over that.
Double.
Yeah, almost double. So let's say on the average, if we want to reduce our energy bills, we got to know what we're paying square foot. And so the listeners that have now had a chance to get a pencil and piece of paper, what you do is you take your average energy bill. Now, your average energy bill in this case was about, I think, around $180 or something like that.
Yeah, that was the highest one.
Okay.
And the other ones were around $140, $130.
Okay, so let's
That's
say
why I thought they were down lower than they were.
Right.
I just didn't take in consideration all of the bills. And by pulling up all 12 months, I got to see, oh, wow, they were a lot higher than I expected.
Exactly. And so for that condo unit, you're looking at, let's say, $155 a month that you're paying for your hard-earned out of your hard-earned pocket for your energy bills. Now, what you do, ladies and gentlemen, is you take that $155 average, you times that times 12 months, and that gives you a number. In this case, it's $1,860 of less as hard-earned money. Now, while we were looking at this and wanting to reduce it, we didn't know where we could really be because my average consumer is between $1 and $1.60 per square foot when I meet them, and we try to get them much lower than that. Now, if you're over 81 cents a square foot, It's time to grab the red phone. It's time to make an emergency call to All About Energy Solutions or go to allaboutenergysolutions.com and as fast as you can schedule an appointment, because anything over 81 cents, you're doing extraordinarily poor. Where you want to be is between 41 cents and 47 cents. Me and Mr. DeHart, we're around the 37 cent mark, but we won't brag. So with that being said, now that we've taken $155 a month times 12, we've came up with $1,860. What we want to do now is we want to divide that by the square footage, which in your case is how much?
1,250.
Okay, you have 1,250 square feet. So we divide that by the total amount that you're spending per year, and that comes out to $1.49, $1.50 a square foot. So when you're at $1 to $1.60 a square foot, like my average consumer, the only thing that you get to do is put your financial seat buckle on and really enjoy the ride at this point, because they're just going down. There's no questions, no ifs, no ands, or any buts. If we can drop 40 to 50 cents off per square foot, well, guess what? You got right to your sweet spot. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you have had a great learning day today. We always really appreciate the opportunity to take you to the College of Energy Knowledge. Remember, at All About Energy Solutions, we are increasingly green, but we are always red, white, and blue. We look forward to hearing from you next week, and you guys have a great weekend.
They gave me this plot of land.